So I'm probably similar to many of you in the fact that I'm not very good with technology. And for years, I ran my practice on a platform, a big platform that I had lots of issues with. And never once was I able to get on the phone with somebody to actually help me out with the problem that I was having. This is one of the main reasons why we decided to switch over to PT Everywhere, because when we got set up, every time that we've had a problem, I can reach out to their customer service, and I'm actually talking to another human being that knows what's going on with my platform that can help solve a problem for me and me not spin my wheels trying to figure out all by myself and wasting my entire day. It's one of the reasons why we love the platform so much. We love the people so much. Started by a cash practice owner, and really the goal is to help practices, cash practices like ours, grow, scale, and be as efficient as we possibly can be. So if you've been frustrated with lack of customer service, of somebody responding to you and helping answer your questions, look no further. PT Everywhere does an amazing job by helping you be successful with their platform. So head over to pteverywhere.com and check out what they've got going on. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question. And this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, what's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And man, today we're talking perspective. I got an interesting story for everybody, something that I got to see firsthand a couple of weeks ago, and I just thought it was interesting, you know, because I thought about excuse me, this interaction after I got on the Zoom call. And let me give you the backstory here real quick, because I'll dig into it here in a second. But so we work with a marketing company that helps with you know, essentially running digital ads and scaling and organizing that, which gets super tricky at scale, especially when you're looking at the entire kind of world, I guess, country, as far as targeting people we work with internationally at this point. This is via PT Biz, not through Athlete's Potential. And so when we got to that stage about a year ago, we started working with a marketing company specifically to help with that. And the guy that we work with primarily, that is the you know, person in charge of testing, scaling, and running these ads, he lives in Israel. So we had a call with him and one of the other team members. This was about a week or two ago. And as we're getting into some of the new things we're testing and the data on it, the numbers, it was in the middle of a sentence and stopped. And he goes, "Hey, I've got to seek shelter. I'm going to call you back in a couple of minutes." And you could hear these sirens going off behind him, right? So his screen cuts off, and we were kind of sitting there like, what the heck is going on? You know, and it was kind of a tense couple minutes. So anyway, he comes back on, and he's like, "Hey, sorry about that. They're rocketing us." And I was like, "Holy crap, man. This is a completely different world," right? And he literally just got right back into what he was talking about, and went into the rest of his numbers that he was delivering to us. And like there was really nothing wrong with it, right? So this guy lives in Israel. They're getting rocketed. Recently, this was happening a lot more, right? I think there's a ceasefire now, but you know, I talked to Jared, who was on the call with me afterward, and I was like, "Holy crap, man! Talk about perspective. Like, think about this. This guy is just trying to do his job, right? He's in the middle of a work call, and rocket sirens go off, and he has to go seek shelter because of that. And you know, and yet he's as professional as can be. This is just, you know, he's just doing his thing. And for us, I remember, you know, chatting with Jared, and I was like, "Dude, talk about perspective. Like, this guy, this is a normal occurrence for him. You know, think to yourself, when's the last time you had to seek shelter because you got rocketed while you're on a Zoom call? Like, it doesn't happen in the US, you know, and for all the problems that people think that we have and don't have, or whatever you know, someone's opinion might be of our country, like, that shit's not happening to us. And, yet we, I think we very much take for granted how many opportunities, how comfortable in most cases our existences here. And I've worked with a ton of people that are immigrants that have come here, and they're just so happy to have opportunity. They're so happy to, be able to work hard on something and that directly, you know, create an opportunity for them and their families. And I think that we take what we have for granted so often, right? It's like, it's just hard to be aware of that unless you're very intentional of it, right? Like you take for granted electricity until the power goes out, and then you're hot as shit trying to go to sleep on a summer night, right? Like we take these things for granted because they just exist all the time. This guy, you know, his day-to-day is very different, you know, and many people that live in other countries, you know, that are going through things like this. And, you know, for me, it was a interesting thing to see, and, you know, to kind of just watch firsthand with somebody that we work with. And, you know, we're just concerned if he was okay, right? And for him, it was just right back to business. This is just normal life for him. So, you know, one thing that's for me, I try to do much more now than I used to, that's honestly just helped me a ton with just, I think just a happier person. The more I focus on, you know, gratitude and being thankful for things, and especially looking at the things that I do have that I kind of take for granted, the things that I've been able to accomplish, that, you know, you can get very driven with what you want to do and get frustrated if you're not seeing the progress that you want. But, you know, even, you know, looking back at when my wife and I got married, right? Like we got married very young, and our anniversary is on Wednesday. So it was yesterday. So the 26th of May, and we're going to a Ritz-Carlton in Lake Oconee, which is like Greensboro, Georgia. And there's a place called Reynolds Plantation there that's connected to it. And we used to work there. Both of us used to work there. And it's interesting for us to go back. It's the first time we've really been back, you know, at this hotel. And, you know, we both were on the other side of it for years. This is where we worked when we were in college. You know, this is how we paid for school. And, you know, we would drive 45 minutes to go out to this place. I was a personal trainer. I had a much better job than her. She was a waitress, especially for like big events. So she's just getting crushed. Like people, she has like the worst stories about people just being assholes to her, you know, whatever. You learn a lot of lessons about how to be nice to people whenever you're a waiter or a waitress. I think everybody probably should go through that. But anyway, we're going back out, and we're on the other side of it, right? So instead of, you know, her setting up events or, you know, me training somebody at first thing in the morning or whatever, we're going to just hang out by the pool. And, you know, it's a place that I think when we were working there, we probably didn't think that we'd ever be staying here. You know, it's an expensive place as far as like a hotel goes, but the perspective for us, like, it's just fascinating, and it's just fun for us to like look at it and be like, wow, look at what we've done. Like, look at what we've been able to accomplish, and not just focus on, you know, what's the next goal? What's the next goal? What's the next goal? Because there's no goal that like nothing is going to accomplish like the end, right? Like, what does that mean? It's constantly fluid and evolving. And so, you know, I think if I can share one thing with you and to try to like summarize this in a key point, it's take some time to just be grateful, right? Be grateful that you're not getting rocketed. Be grateful that you're living in a place that's nicer than where you were at, hopefully nicer than where you're at, you know, 10 years ago. You know, be grateful for the people around you, the health that they have, your family members, you know, like my grandfather's 96 years old. He's still alive. I'm going to see him next week. And like, that's huge. Like, to be grateful for that and not just take it for granted. Like, a lot of people, their grandparents never lived to that age. So simple things like this, I think, can really help improve, you know, your feeling of satisfaction. And we talk about this, you tightrope this balance of contentment, being content and being complacent. And there's a big difference between the two, but it's hard to tell sometimes which one you're doing. Are you content right now, or are you complacent? I find myself being more and more content with relationships that I have, with things that I've accomplished, and a lot of that is out of just intentionally looking back on things and having gratitude for them, being grateful for the things that we can do, instead of just focusing on the things that you haven't done yet, or you wish you would have done differently, or whatever. Like, that's just a great way to be unhappy. And maybe, you know, eventually you become so frustrated by it that you just become complacent. Like, whatever, I'm not dealing with this anymore. Complacent. We want to be content. You know, we want to be able to get the things that we want, to fail and to win and to all of that, right? But like, to also just remember where we came from, what we do have, and what we, you know, frankly, take for granted every single day. Every single day. Like, even in our own country, like, many of us, we're so lucky that we don't have to deal with so much bullshit, so much danger, you know, so much just unknown. You know, like, student loans are a problem for sure, but like, walking to school and almost, you know, maybe getting shot because you're in a bad area, that's a hell of a lot worse problem, right? And like, we have to understand that. We have to keep these things in mind and have perspective on it, because if we don't, then we just become assholes. Like, I hate to say it, but that's the truth. Like, if you just stop realizing that there's things that you need to be grateful for, and that other people have things harder than you, and that, you know, you have come a long way and have, you know, some gratitude for that, like, that's the best way to just be a person that is empathetic towards other people, but is still trying to go towards the thing that you're trying to achieve, which is to personal growth, develop, you know, hit the goals that you do want, but also reflect on the things you've been able to accomplish along the way. So I hope that, you know, there's some things to think about. I hope this makes sense. If it doesn't, at least it helped me out. It helped me get some clarity on some things today. Sometimes I feel like this podcast might be more for me than for you guys, but hopefully this is helpful. And you know, if you're like me and you're constantly driving to do more and more and more, you take a lesson out of some things that I've had to learn the hard way, which are, hey, you know, stop, look around, realize what's going on, realize how fortunate, you know, you are. And yes, there's still a lot to accomplish and there's a lot of work to be done, but you've already done a lot and you should be grateful for that and those things around you. Hey, real quick before you go, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I would love it if you got involved in the conversation. So this is a one-way channel. I'd love to hear back from you. I'd love to get you into the group that we have formed on Facebook. Our PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group has about 4,000 clinicians in there that are literally changing the face of our profession. I'd love for you to join the conversation, get connected with other clinicians all over the country. I do live trainings in there with Eve Gigi every single week, and we share resources that we don't share anywhere else outside of that group. So if you're serious about being a PT entrepreneur, a clinical rainmaker, head to that group, get signed up, go to facebook.com/groups/PT entrepreneur, or go to Facebook and just search for PT entrepreneur. And we're going to be the only group that pops up under that name.